Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Once upon a time, there was a peaceful village at the bottom of a beautiful hill. But these things cannot last, as an evil army led by a villainous man came and took what wasn't his. But these things too cannot last, as one day, a brave girl wearing glass slippers snuck into the villainous man's castle and took back what wasn't his. For her bravery, the village made her their leader, and for her grace, they gave her a name.
Tiffany, you bring your head up and slam your head down onto Cinder. You feel something gentle tuck underneath your chin, preventing you from bringing your head down upon the point of Cinder. She slowly pushes your head back up, and you slowly regain control of your body.
It's my mom.
Pop, at this exact moment, a ghostly figure appears. Each one of them is either a corpse you have felled already.
Or I'm about to.
Pop, you are the first to spot this. I'm going to write this down because okay. Tiffany hasn't seen it yet.
Okay. I'm going to read the note that Adam just handed me.
Don't read it. Just react.
To myself. You know, I'm just going to go outside the studio for a minute. I'll be back.
He's leaving.
He's full on leaving. He left.
He left. He had to go.
Oh, my God. What's He's there?
He's standing through the little window into the studio. He's standing and pointing it at him and screaming at you.
He's saying, fuck you, flipping Adam off. Really good at soundproof. I see why he left.
Yeah. Horns over here.
Tiffany, you turn around and you can see. Pop, would you like to say?
Cinder Grace is a tiefling. Yeah. Yeah. Look, look, wait, there it is. This is the note I got. Cinder is a tiefling.
What?
Your original ancestor looks like you do.
I gotta go.
See you, Cass. So long, she's leaving.
Bye.
She is
she's
leaving
she's
the studio.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
She's full of
man.
She's...
Man, she's now looking. She's basically
Cass
doing what I
Where's my camera?
Is incredible.
My phone? Take a picture. Take
I don't
a
know.
Picture.
I don't have my phone.
Here we go. We're going to get a photo of
Cass.
We'll share this when the episode
oh,
goes
God.
Out.
Oh,
that's fucking good.
That's good stuff. We're creating magic here. Yeah. Welcome back. How was that side?
Was it good?
Was it nice?
Where'd you go?
Is she blue?
With no color, the ghosts are just...
Oh,
they're
oh,
all,
right.
Well, she, well, yes, they are all a pale, ghostly blue color. But looking at her, immediately you recognize your jaw. You recognize your ears. You recognize your horns. You recognize your cloven hooves.
You Nothing can't bad see, happened. It's just genetics.
You can't see her oh, color.
You piece of shit.
You can't see the hue of her skin, but you look... So much like her.
That painting of her as a human being is fake.
I wonder who could have done that.
Hey, can
oh,
I ask
my
a question?
God.
I need to just ask a question for historical purposes, yeah. And Pop doesn't know this information, and neither does Tiffany.
No.
At what point did that painting change?
I don't know if that painting would have been Sir Grace. I believe that it would have probably been a dark secret.
Sure, yeah.
For the Graces. Yeah, going back quite a few generations. Possibly people like Aloysius Grace knew about it.
Probably Caraticus with his gold teeth.
It was probably Caraticus with his gold teeth that painted over it. But yeah, for a while. I don't think this might clearly this is not something even Sir Grace knew about.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Good, and all the ghosts have been hanging out, so my mum knew in Ghostland.
Well, yes, but...
You know, she didn't have much of an opportunity to explain.
Oh,
it.
No, no, no.
My ghost didn't know. Presumably your mum didn't know either.
Does she know from Ghostland now? Or did she find out now too? Look, there's no way for me to know it. There's no way for you to know it. Hey,
That's
I'm
not
just...
how spirits work.
Yeah.
This is just all going through Tiffany's mind.
Cinder,
yes.
With a graceful pirouette, slams both briefly leaves the ground, uses her tail to quickly adjust her balance, and slams both of her feet into the corpse that was once her. The corpse cinder slams onto Holy Avenger.
I drag it up.
Hell yeah.
You deal 29 points of damage. The corpse of Cinder is neatly destroyed, crumbling part to dust, part to pieces.
And Holy Avenger loves zombies. I give Holy Avenger a little kiss for dragon and bait.
Pop, you have a very satisfied look on your... You're very satisfied feeling, sorry.
Yeah.
And you can see behind or across from you, sorry, the ghost of Cinder gives you like a smile and a grateful nod. Then, looking over your shoulder, a look of dismay comes on her voice, and Thudu calls out, "From behind!" What do you do?
I spin around with Holy Avenger.
Hell yeah.
Lady Inel drives her dagger into your heart.
God damn it, I forgot about this one. I thought she was helping.
You take 2 points of
damage. I just like, all right.
Oh. That's the zombie's turn.
She wasn't a fighter.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't.
It just sort of goes, it digs in, but you know when like it hits wood and it.
Yeah, yeah. Bring.
It's the ghost's turn. They descend upon the Alhoon. No! No! One by one, they take turns attacking. Angus Grace attacks first. What was his ancestral weapon?
It would have been a mace. The Grace Mace.
Of course. Yeah. Angus Grace, a mountain of a man, swings the mace and strikes the Alhoon. The mace passes through the Alhoon as if it was a ghostly weapon. It does not actually touch the Alhoon, but you see its head turns to the side and blood splatters the side of the stand that it's on. Miranda Grace, what was her ancestral weapon?
Would have been a spear.
Miranda Grace, looking at you, Tiffany, from the other side of the Alhoon, gives you a nod and drives her spear, into the Alhoon, pinning it in place. Then Aloysius Grace.
He was a lover, not a fighter, so probably spells.
Okay.
Bardic spells.
Aloysius Grace.
He's just a singer.
Every bit the Lothario strings on a ghostly lute and sings a ghostly tune. You see nothing, but out of his mouth, a literal giant, like, notation forms and then slams into the Alhoon.
Okay, Doctor Strange.
The Alhoon doubles forwards and more blood splatters down its front. Karatekus Grace?
He would have had some mad implement of violence. Something that doesn't even look like it. Probably a hammer, but it looks fucked up, you know? I feel like he was an inventor.
Like Karatekus parts.
Yeah.
He has a hammer and there's just a sword sideways on the bottom.
Yeah. That man wields a contraption.
Yes, it's a doodad, dude.
He wields a chainsword. The chainsword slams into the base of the Alhoon, and if you could hear it, you imagine it would sound exactly like a chainsaw. Not that any of you know what a chainsaw is, but you see the teeth spinning around and
smoke coming out the back.
Yeah, smoke coming out the back. Like with the mace, it passes through and doesn't seem to actually be touching, but where it passes through, the Alhoon's guts and innards disconnect, cut neatly as if it had been there.
Hell yeah.
Abner Grace.
Legislature.
Abner Grace.
But he might have had a ceremonial sword for functions.
Abner Grace reaches for his ceremonial sword, thinks better of it, and then with the book that he always carried and always carries, he slams it on the Alhoon's head. The Alhoon's head caves inwards.
There's a lot of policy in that book.
Oh, yeah.
Phoenix Grace, also a wizard, probably throws another spell. This one is probably less obvious than
Aloysius.
Aloysius, yeah. It's probably, it looks like a magic missile, essentially. And then finally, Cinder Grace, similar in a way to Miranda, launches forwards with her bastard sword, using it, some might say, like a rapier. Very delicately and elegantly, she drives it in. Tiffany, you recognize immediately, though, the exact same movements that Miranda used with her spear. It looks like the bastard sword is being used almost as a spear. With the bastard sword and the spear, the Alhoun is pinned neatly in place. She cannot speak, but nonetheless, she screams. Cinder screams at you with an urgency now. No words, just mouthing it at you. Your mother helps you grip the spear tightly, and
I drive it into its head at long last.
It got hit in the head with a book.
You drive the spear straight through the Alhoun's head. The psionic scream ends, and then all is silent. The crypt begins to settle and the darkness recedes. With a thump, the Alhoun, what's left of its innards, release the book and it drops with an almost lack of fanfare, it drops to the ground. Torches that you had previously not seen light along both sides of the crypt, and suddenly the confined space no longer feels dark and uncomfortable. It feels nonetheless a place of quietness, but a place of peaceful quietness. The ghosts slowly, one by one, begin to step back and fade away.
No.
What about your mom's corpse? Does it just go...
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. As soon as the Alhoun is destroyed, your mother's corpse...
I catch it.
Okay, yeah.
Before it hits the ground.
You do so.
It stabbed me, but, you know.
Yeah. It didn't know what it was doing.
Yeah.
Looking back at Pop catching Lady Anel, you see, first, Abner Grace gives you a nod like, good. That is
the
right.
Correct thing to do.
You should have done that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like you because you're a gross turtle man, but you have done the right thing. Yeah.
And one by one, the ghostly figures step back and begin to fade away. Abner first, Caraticus second, Phoenix with a nod of respect to you, Tiffany. Aloysius turns around like he's expecting something else to happen, but then he fades.
I feel like Aloysius would leave with an extremely elaborate bow.
Maybe, you know what? Yeah, you're right. Aloysius gives it an extremely elaborate bow. Angus is the one who looks around as if he's expecting something else to happen, and then he fades too. Miranda is among the last. She, withdrawing the spear, looks at the spear that you hold, Tiffany, gives you a respectful nod like she's proud of you, and then she steps back and too fades away. The last two to remain are Lady Anel, your mother, and Cinder.
Can I stare at them both? I just want to stare at them both.
Your eyes like a chameleon.
I know I can't touch them. I reach out for them.
If you reach out for either one of them, your mother more so, but Cinder also, they reach back as if they long to hold you, but your hands just pass through each other.
I don't want to touch their heads. I can't do it, but I try.
Your mother is sobbing uncontrollably. Tears are streaming silently down her face, and anytime she closes her eyes, her mouth opens in a silent wail. But then when she opens her eyes again, it feels like some emotion within her breaks, and she half laughs looking at you. But then the cycle just seems to happen again and again. She is devastated and so happy at the same time. Cinder is a bit more reserved, but you see that her eyes tear a little bit looking at you. Slowly, as if she's trying to hold on for every second, your mother does too begin to fade.
Bye, Mum.
Before she's gone completely, when she's nothing more than maybe just a head and hands, she reaches out for one last attempt at a hug, but her hands pass through you, and with one last gasp, mouths unmistakably, I love you.
I love you.
And then she is gone. Cinder remains still. She, too, is fading, but you can see her just power is intense enough, or maybe connection to this place, you're not sure. She points at Cinder in your hands.
Yes, I'm sorry. Thank you.
She considers you for a long while, just looking at you, absorbing you, drinking in every detail. And then she nods, satisfied, and she too fades.
Thank you. I guess I'm just standing there.
I kind of awkwardly shuffle over holding your dead mum.
Do you want to help put her away?
Yeah, let's put her back.
All right.
Can I hold her?
Sure.
I'll hold her.
Just be careful, obviously.
I'm very strong. I'm good at this. I hold my mum.
I hand the corpse to Tiffany and I go drag. How about the sarcophagus would be heavy as hell, hey?
What's that?
How heavy is a sarcophagi?
They're made of stone, quite heavy.
Yeah, okay, I don't do that.
We can give them all proper burials.
We do your mum first, I assume, because she's the one who's the most intact.
Yeah. You know when we can't bury? I think it'd be Aloysius, because he got, like, exploded into powder.
Aloysius is freestanding molecules.
Phoenix is freestanding molecules.
She is freestanding molecules right now, yeah.
Is there anything... Because mum had nice fineries on.
Yeah.
Is there any part of it I can take that's like not super desecrated, but you know, like it did?
Oh, yeah, there is. I pull the dagger out of my chest and hold it out to you.
That rules. That rules. Yes, take the dagger.
I reckon she want you to have it.
I don't really say much. I just hold it.
Like, it's not very sharp though.
Carved elegantly into the blade of the weapon is the word Enel.
I just sort of nod. I nod. I do a lot of nods. Are we burying everyone? Are we putting them back?
Yeah, we should bury everybody and put them back.
Okay. All right,
Set me down in the study area. I can't help. I can't help move bodies, but when the time comes, I will say the words.
I put her up on the little like podium because I take her off. I take the book off, and I put her on the podium where the book was.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Sit her up on top of there.
Yeah. She quietly just reaches out for any books that she can find within reach. She's just flipping through your father's notes and the books here. And you can see she's studying all the runes around her.
Let's do this. Mm. We'll start with your mum.
I am so quiet. I don't think I've ever been this quiet.
Immediately, like once you're over where the sarcophagus is and we put your mum in there, Pop just fucks off straight away. Not normally a good reader of the room. This room is in bold print. Yeah.
I get to work burying my family.
As you do so, you feel that coldness that had spread through your arm when the Alhoun nearly tore it off. You feel the coldness recede and that warmth spread again. There is a warmth unexplainable radiating from your center out throughout your body.
I take a lot of care in putting my family back.
I'm gathering as like trying to, man. I did some real numbers on some of these bodies. I'm trying to put like Angus is in shavings.
Yeah, yes.
Although I could kind of connect them back together because they're quite neatly bisected.
Yeah.
It's like
such a unique, awkward position to be in to be like, oh, I'm sorry, I desecrated your corpse.
But Angus was like, I get it.
Yeah, no,
Cinder absolutely understood.
I think the ghosts understood. They look. You know, they weren't there anymore, you know.
They started attacking their own ghosts, corpses.
For sure.
I would like to start a small, take one of the torches off, and I'm going to burn the Alhoun's head.
Yeah, you do what Jordan Grace should have done like 35 years ago.
Just burn it just make sure it.
Oh, yep, yeah.
You write horns?
No.
But you will be?
I mean, I always have been.
Yeah, but I think now it'll be different, right?
I guess it will.
This might be the wrong time to say this part, but it's probably good prep, yeah? Killer members of your family, because, I mean, I hate to overstate it, but whatever the fuck was going on down here, I do not know how much your daddy's left.
I don't think there'd be a lot of him.
Right. Well, I'll say some words. I know something of the rites and rituals proper, and then we can leave.
I pick up the big cursed book and I take one of my belts off.
In a simple font, the title of the book is I Maledicta Horta.
Maledicta Horta.
Do you open it?
I sniff it.
It
smells bad.
Smells of leather, which is what the book is bound in.
Would I have done a better job?
No, I don't think anyone really could have come away from I Maledicta Maledicta Horta unscathed.
No, as in the leather binding.
Oh, the leather binding?
Yeah. Would I have done a better job?
Yes.
Embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Can I hear anything coming from the book, or is it just a book?
Does it just feel like a book?
It just feels like a book. There's nothing dangerous but knowledge.
Yeah. So, like, you have to read the spells within.
Yeah.
Which is what I assume old mate was doing when he opened it with his esophagus.
Yeah. Yes. From a cursory glance, you can see each of the book is, you know how when a book, not books that we might have, they're also, like, neat and tightly packed. But old-fashioned books had a messiness to the pages.
Pages are uneven. And, yeah.
This is even more so than that. You can see the pages appear to be made of even different substances. Some of the pages are paper, but some appear to be leather, written on leather, and many different types of leather at that. Some are papyrus. You can't even understand what some of these materials are. One of the pages looks like it's made of metal.
Mm.
It looks like many different, from a cursory glance, many different authors contributed to one work.
God, it's tempting to read, isn't it?
Yeah,
I really want to open thumb. It. I want to thumb through.
Just
it.
A flick through.
I wrap it up with a belt.
That's probably clever.
Yeah, and loop it in through another belt.
That's very smart. I try and politely hurry the funeral along.
Okay. I also collect 32 gold pieces.
The room to the right. It is indeed a treasure room.
I picked up teeth.
That, know what I meant. Yeah, that's fine. You pick up the gold teeth, yeah.
Absolutely.
He doesn't you should probably mean. Write no. My mother's dagger and 32 gold teeth down.
Yeah.
I like 31 gold teeth, 1 silver. Does that seem good?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, all right.
Off to the right, you find indeed the room is, it's a treasure room. There is a immeasurable amount of wealth here, more than enough to finance the beginning of what you need, and then probably even, and then some, probably much more. With the addition of what Unky Dick is able to bring to bear, it will be a formidable force that you can amass.
Well, as the sole living heir of the Grace fortune.
Yeah, that's good, Ormus.
Let's take our stuff.
You know what? I never thought that would be its color, you know? The color of rebellion would be gold.
Just out of curiosity, maybe even, you check that other path and you find it leads to a opening, which if you were not aware of exactly where it was, you would forget where it was. In fact, actually, you step out with gold in hand and you didn't pass through a door. You just passed through an opening. Looking back, you're like, wait, where was it? And you have to do the long trek back up the side of the hill to get back to the front door. You return to the house, and it's quite late at this point, so you unfortunately will need to stay a night at Grace Manor.
I hear but that place is haunted, dude.
We can enjoy the breakfast nook tomorrow. For breakfast.
The staff are very grateful to see you, and promises are made to help you collect all of the gold tomorrow.
Brilliant.
But Tybalt simply insists, my lady, you are exhausted. You're wounded, please.
Yeah, well,
you
I look fucked.
Yeah. You've been stabbed multiple times in the belly. Mm.
You he will warm to in time.
Yeah. But, Adam, no, he won't.
No, he will. Oh, you are just not worse than what he's used to. Anyway, Tybalt insists that you stay the night. You go upstairs and you realize they've already made they have completely converted your dad's bedroom into your bedroom.
Oh, my God. This is so nice. What a day of, like, just coming home from that, like, getting to the stage of being like, I want to bury my family, and then being like, well, they're not even here. Like, I want to give them a good funeral, but they're not here. I met them. They're gone. I'm just putting their bodies in a thing. They're not here. I don't have anyone.
You've learned so much in 24 hours.
No, but
not like, even. Still nighttime.
Yeah.
I've come back. Well, imagine if we'd gone to sleep and we'd rested and waited till day. Might not have had all that dark travel. Yeah. I come back to this house and find out that, hey, I knew I was trying so hard to impress my dad and I wanted him to love me. Everyone else did. And it wasn't enough because it wasn't dad's, but it is enough in some ways. Yeah, fuck his bed off. It's my bed. This is my stuff. I know what I come from now. This is all my stuff. This is mine.
Every piece of anything in your father's bedroom has been, while you were away, removed, systematically expunged from the room, and all of your things have been moved in by the staff.
I wasn't allowed to have anything. I wasn't allowed to go into the rooms. This is my house.
There are many guest bedrooms. The nicest one, Pop, is made for you.
Well, that's pretty good, eh?
You're given a beautiful view of the grounds and the statues that gave you so much trouble earlier today.
They're lucky us.
It doesn't feel like a sarcastic jab. It just feels like they were like,
that's what the guest rooms look out on. Yeah. So,
At some point in the night, Tiffany, you get up with a lantern in hand and you wander into your father's study. This room has not yet been demolished for you yet. The staff simply haven't had time. But your father's old oak desk sits where it has always sat. And you, just wandering around, you can't really sleep right now. You sit down in the chair and contemplate all that has happened to you over the last, 24 hours. And you look down at there are two drawers on either side of the desk. You are familiar with three out of the four. One of them, the fourth one, has been locked since you were a baby. You don't think it's ever been opened, or at least certainly not while you were alive.
I used the butt of my mother's dagger to break that lock.
You break it open. Inside,
I slept with it.
It's never leaving your side.
That's a funny thing to sleep with.
If it's small enough, I can use it to put my hair up.
Yeah, of course.
Sure, absolutely.
True. It is little.
You know what? It absolutely would be.
Yeah.
In fact, maybe...
I hope you cleaned it.
Yeah.
Because it's got me on it.
It's got pop blood on it.
That's not bad.
That's nice.
In fact, I would say in the painting... should have included you from the beginning. In that painting with your dad and mum, what looks like just a regular hair clasp, you immediately identify as this dagger.
Oh, God. Powerful women, all of us.
Cracking open that drawer, you see there is one thing inside. Mm-hmm. It is a copy, a dog-eared, very well-beaten copy of Emmanuel the Monster First Edition.
Nice. Oh, I'm thumbing.
There's something written on the first page.
For Tiffany, in case you too are cursed with adventure.
What a complicated man.
Fuck you.